The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 19, Christ's Study of Countenances. Facial Expressions. The world's Redeemer went about doing good. When before the people, speaking to them the words of eternal truth, with what earnestness he watched the changing countenances of his hearers. The faces that expressed deep interest and pleasure as they listened to his words gave him great satisfaction. And when the truth, plainly uttered, touched some cherished sin or idol, he marked the change of countenance, the cold, stern, forbidding look, which told that the truth was unwelcome. Christ, an example for teachers. When Christ was teaching on earth, he watched the countenances of his hearers, and the kindling eye, the animated expression, told him in a moment when one assented to the truth. Even so should the teachers of the people now study the countenances of their hearers. Hopeful subjects in his kingdom. Jesus watched with deep earnestness the changing countenances of his hearers. The faces that expressed interest and pleasure gave him great satisfaction. As the arrows of truth pierced to the soul, breaking through the barriers of selfishness and working contrition, and finally gratitude, the Savior was made glad. When his eyes swept over the throng of listeners, and he recognized among them the faces he had before seen, his countenance lighted up with joy. He saw in them hopeful subjects for his kingdom. When the truth, plainly spoken, touched some cherished idol, he marked the change of countenance, the cold, forbidding look which told that the light was unwelcome. When he saw men refuse the message of peace, his heart was pierced to the very depths. Individual reactions. Even the crowd that so often thronged his steps was not to Christ an indiscriminate mass of human beings. He spoke directly to every mind and appealed to every heart. He watched the faces of his hearers, marked the lighting up of the countenance, the quick, responsive glance, which told that truth had reached the soul, and there vibrated in his heart the answering chord of sympathetic joy.